Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with conductor Alain Altinoglu, who was called upon to step in and conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra in a program featuring the Fauré Requiem. We talked first about how he staged it and put it all together.
We have a lot of letters by Fauré in that time. He wrote a very long letter to Eugène Isaïe, the very famous violinist who had to conduct the Fauré Requiem in Brussels. And then he wrote down that he wanted a very special stage for the instruments because the orchestration, the principal players are the viola, cello, and bass players. So the viola, cello, and bass players are around me, and the violins are in the back of the orchestra, which is very weird because usually the violins are always in front, and the concertmaster close to me. But in this piece, they don't play a lot. And, it's like the voice of an angel, coming from far away. And also the thing is that it's not the original version of the Fauré Requiem. The first version that Fauré wrote is a very small orchestra, just one violin playing the soli, and very, very small orchestra. And then many years after, his editor said to Fauré, you should write a symphonic version. He was not so convinced, actually, Fauré at the beginning, but he did this big version. And then this version had such a success that even Fauré was very surprised because suddenly it was played in Bruxelles, Geneva, Marseille, Paris, everywhere. He said, wow, I'm so surprised. And then, and it stayed like, one of the most famous pieces by Fauré.
It is such a beautiful requiem. It's so easy to love. And I understand that Fauré meant to write a different kind of requiem.
Actually, yes, because he had a different idea of the death. He wrote that, when you listen to Verdi Requiem, for example, it's very dramatic, it's operatic when you listen to Berlioz or Mozart. But for Fauré, the death was not something painful. The death was happy. And he explains that dying is happy because you go, closer to God, you go in the heaven, So it's not a dramatic requiem in the sense. And even if you'll see that there is not the famous original Dies Irae, the Dies Irae, which is usually the very strong piece, and he doesn't put the Dies Irae alone because I think musically it doesn't suit with his idea of the requiem of, the dying. It's very interesting. So it has a very special color.
He puts it in the middle of the Liberame.
Exactly. He puts it in the middle of the Liberame, which makes, for me, another sense of the piece. It's a contrast, but not a piece by itself.
Because there's a sense of hopefulness and of triumph, actually.
Exactly. And, a hopefulness that it's going to be better when we will be in paradise.
When was the first time you conducted this?
I conducted a lot, I think, a few years ago. And also, I played it the organ also with another conductor. So, I know it for years. And I had the chance to conduct it in the church, Madeleine, when it was first played in many different churches and with different Parisian orchestras also. I love it totally from the beginning to the end.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you to you. It's a great pleasure. It's my first time in Philadelphia, so I discover an amazing orchestra, chorus, solid, and also the city is so beautiful, And I wish next time I have time to visit a little bit more.
Well, it is so great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.